Lab testing of a synthetic saline solution wrongly used in a University of Alaska Fairbanks medical class shows bacteria. A Houston-based laboratory was hired by the university to analyze samples of demo dose. The solution, which is not intended for humans, was used by UAF Community and Technical College Clinical Procedures class students to practice injections on themselves and one another. UAF spokeswoman Marion Grimes says testing shows it contains bacteria common in water.
They rarely cause any sort of infection in humans. In any cases, or most cases that we found, have occurred in people with weakened immune systems or have been associated with medical devices, such as, they said, intravascular catheters.
Grimes says one of the dozen solution samples tested also contained two additional types of bacteria. About 30 students are known to have received injections of the synthetic saline, which also includes a small amount of isopropyl alcohol. The most common reaction symptoms reported include pain and irritation at injection sites, but Grimes says questions about possible health impacts remain.
We have contracted with a physician at the University of Pennsylvania to offer that kind of information to the physicians of students who go in for testing and things like that.
Grimes says an investigator has been hired to review practices dating back to when the class was first offered in 2006.
That person will be contacting students and speaking to them about their experiences, very much like we've been gathering that information so far, you know, with whatever students proactively contact us, but the investigator will have a much broader scope.
Grimes says clinical procedures class instructor Sherry Wolf remains on paid leave while the investigation continues.
We don't know exactly why and how it happened. I think that that's one of the things that our investigator is going to try and help us figure out.
UAF officials became aware of what happened after students raised questions this winter. In a letter to the UAF community last week, UAF Chancellor Brian Rogers commends the students for coming forward. Rogers says the situation will take time to sort out, that multiple reviews of class practices and procedures have started or will soon.